Tá vendo?
Hi, please have a seat. I'm Miss Smith, and I'll be conducting your interview today. If you get the job, you'll be working directly below me, and I like to get a personal feel for applicants. Now, I have your resume here, and I must say, it is quite impressive. There are a couple of things I'm curious about before we get into more job-related questions. First, I see here that you're fluent in Spanish, French, Mandarin, and Japanese. That certainly has potential to be useful. Where did you learn them? You just picked them up. You didn't study or live abroad or anything like that. No? And you're confident you are fluent and could use them in business? How do you mean, exaggerated? Yes, well, being able to say hello and order beer is hardly fluency. You really can't speak them more than that. Oh, I don't think you'd find much use for cuss words in Spanish working here. I'll just cross that out. That won't make or break your chances. But I must say, it's not a great look. And to be honest, neither are those slacks you're wearing. Ah, I'm well aware that applicants sometimes try to spice up their resumes, but I don't agree that everybody lies on them. Anyway, let's move on, shall we? It says on your resume that you have a business management degree from Stanford, but there is no copy of your diploma or any certificate or transcript. Why is that? And what precisely does it mean to not technically have had graduated? Aha. So, how far into the program did you make it before dropping out? You applied. That's it. You weren't even accepted. Okay, so this entry of a transaction manager for a multi-billion dollar company. I hope that does not mean you are a cashier at McDonald's. Walmart. Right. Well, you've certainly succeeded in wasting my time quite thoroughly. So, congratulations on that, but clearly you're nowhere near qualified. You come in here unwashed, unprofessional clothes, with a paper full of lies, and expect please to get you a job. Are you serious? Look, I can see that you're desperate. We do have another position open. An internship. Low paid, but, quite frankly, the only thing you might possibly be qualified for here. Had you applied for that, it would have been one thing, but to get me to even consider you for it now, well, you're going to have to seriously kiss some ass. No. I mean literally. If you want a chance at the position, I want your mouth on my arse. Now. Well, walk out the door or get on your knees. Good boy. I'll just sit on this footstool over here and pull up my skirt. Come on, I haven't got all day. Hang on. You can do better than that. Come on. Big smooches all over. Good boy. Don't be afraid to lick now, too. Oh, that tickles. I always get so warm in my office clothes. Bet you can really taste the sweat, huh? Oh, I think you've missed a spot. No, not there, or there. That's the one. You need to work on your attention to detail. Well, that was fun, but hardly enough. Tell you what, you stay there, whilst I slip out of these panties. There. Now you can really get to work. Go on, kiss my arsehole. Now. Good boy. Show me how much you like my ass. Come on. More. Really pucker those lips. Do you like kissing my asshole? Ugh. You really are stupid. The correct answer is yes. Thank you, Miss Smith. That's better. I can only imagine how exciting it must be for you to be allowed to put your worthless lips on my arse. Tell me, are you flattered? Well, at least you learn quick. Now get your tongue in there. That's it. Come on, convince me you deserve above minimum wage. Really make out with my arsehole. Now this is the proper place for you, isn't it? With your face buried in your betters arse. The only part of you that will ever be inside me. Bet you'll never want to wash the taste of my arsehole out of your mouth. Huh? Yes, that's right. What a good boy. I thought not. And I bet you'll jerk off thinking about it as soon as you possibly can, huh? Good. I give you permission to masturbate whilst imagining your tongue was still in my ass. The best place it'll ever be. Now how about a nice long lick all along the crack, huh? Really get in there. That's better. You can stop. I feel you've had a fair chance to show your skills and interest, but I think it's time I show you what I expect. Put your head on the stool. Face up. I don't care if you're uncomfortable. I expect those who work for me to sacrifice for the job. Speaking of which, I'm going to sit on your face now. Keep your tongue out, and this time try to show just how much you enjoy having your face between my cheeks. Whoops. You almost got a taste of my pussy there. As if you'd ever deserve that, huh? There we go. I suggest you take a deep breath. No, you'll be able to breathe just fine. I just thought you'd enjoy it. Yeah, that's nice. But actually, why should your mouth get all the fun? Why don't I just... grind all over your fucking face. Oh, I do like the feel of your nose on my rim. Excuse me, did you just put your tongue back in your mouth? I didn't give you permission to do that. You come in here with lies and slacks. And waste my time. And expect a job. When you can't even keep your tongue out. What a fucking waste of time. Stop squirming. I'll let you breathe when you know your place. Well, I think I've gotten just about everything I can out of you. Get up. Now, what do we say? No. We say, thank you for letting me lick your arsehole and sitting on my face, Miss Smith. That's better. Get yourself cleaned up. You're a mess. You've got spit all over your face. And I won't have you walking around like that in my office. I'm not wasting napkins on you. Just use your shirt. Anyway, I'll be in contact if you get a second interview. That will be all for today. Goodbye.